The annual American Farm Bureau Federation meeting is wrapped up in Atlanta as one of their guest speakers was U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He said that agriculture's strong balance sheet makes it better equipped to tolerate spending cuts and safety net programs for commercial size operators.
There are several issues that we must address as a community, as a farm community, as a rural community. They are reflected in the discussions that will take place over the next year to two about the Farm Bill. I mean, it's fairly clear. I'm not going to tell you something that you haven't already heard from your leadership. When you're dealing with having to reduce deficits, we're going to have to make difficult choices.
Vilsack signaled that the bulk of government income support in the 2012 Farm Bill should be targeted to the estimated 600,000 mid-size farms, those with annual sales under $250,000.
In this last ERS income study, we found that they will average in the best year in a long while for farm income, where we saw a 34% increase in farm income, those farmers will average about $10,000 from their farming operation net. So it's obvious that we need to be addressing those that group of farmers with a farm bill that addresses and recognizes the important role they play in helping to populate and support rural communities. It's not easy for them. That's why you need safety nets. It's also why you need rural development programs.
And Vilsack also gave farmers and ranchers much of the credit for a recovery in the U.S. economy. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.